This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 17. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of Annuity Straight Talk. Been around since late 2008, early 2009, giving it straight to people who want annuity information and make good retirement decisions. Again, I'm going solo today from my cabin in Northwest Montana. We got a blustery fall day. Still beautiful. Waves are crashing on the lake. I'm going to walk down there and see what damage it's done, what kind of driftwood it's bringing in. But I love the fall around here. It's my favorite season of the year. We've had a beautiful October. And I'm here with a little bit more annuity information for anybody who wants to listen to the podcast or view the recordings on YouTube. So if you want to, just a quick note at the beginning, if you want to subscribe to the podcast, do it via Apple, Google. We host on Castos, but it goes to all platforms. Subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel. Get notified as soon as episodes come out. We try to get them out every Thursday. Had a couple of glitches, but content specific stuff doesn't come like clockwork. And I like to make sure that it's valuable stuff we offer. So today I want to talk about a newsletter I put out last weekend. And the newsletter was in regards to performance-based income annuities. Now, I don't know that anybody really calls them performance-based income annuities, but that's essentially what they are. It's a guaranteed income product where the future guaranteed income is tied to the underlying performance in the actual account. So it's almost kind of like a variable annuity, except it's on an index annuity platform. And what happens is, you know, the account never goes down, but as it grows, that growth is tied to the future guaranteed income payment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen. And I'm going to pull up the newsletter because I've got a couple of documents in there, easy to download. Just, you know, click the link and pop it open. So here we go. I picked the screen. I'm still getting used to doing this, but I'm getting better. And this is my favorite, which is like the hallway. So you're looking at me, looking at myself. But here is the newsletter. Oh, dang, pop-ups. Sorry, you got to deal with them. So performance-based income annuities. And again, so when you look at index annuities and the guaranteed income riders, typically there is, you know, there may be a bonus up front and then they call it a roll-up. So every year that you hold the contract and don't take income, the income increases by a set percentage. And those are the guaranteed income contracts where you just get incremental increase for every year of deferral. A lot of people, it's just like Social Security. Everybody knows how that works. Everybody says, if you take it at 62, you get one amount. If you wait till full retirement age, which is 66 and 2 months, you get a higher amount. And if you wait till 70, you get the highest amount. So the guaranteed income annuities are typically just like that, where there's a guaranteed increase for every year you wait. Now, when you draw income, you get that income value. So it's not an account value. And that's where a lot of misnomers came from. A lot of people thought, oh, I'm getting 7% guaranteed every year. No, that's just the amount that your income increases. So that accrues to an income value. And then, you know, if you take your income at age 65, yeah, based on your age, there's a payout rate. So say at 65, it's 5%. If it's a joint life, it might be 4%, 4.5%. So that's two spouses, two people on the same income contract. So that's essentially how it works. But if, you know, if you wait till 70, then you get a higher payout rate typically. So, but about 10 years ago, one of the problems was when the guaranteed income contracts came out is the best case was the worst case. So if you had a guaranteed 7% increase to your income every year, it was never going to be better than that because the account was probably not going to exceed the 7%. And, you know, with the bonus factored in and all that. So typically, if you put money in and you waited, I don't know, 7 or 8 or 10 years, and it said you were going to get $10,000 a year for the rest of your life, that's what you were going to get. So the best case was the worst case. And people really, I think, wanted more performance, and the insurance industry obviously is continually evolving. And so what happened is they came out with the performance-based income annuity. And again, it gave you an opportunity for greater upside than, say, the $10,000 a year. So you might have a lower guaranteed minimum. Maybe your guaranteed minimum, so that's if the contract doesn't perform, you're still guaranteed to get income out of it. Maybe the guaranteed minimum would be $8,000 a year. But if you looked at a hypothetical scenario, the upside might be $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 a year. So a lot of people liked it because there was more upside, and a lot of agents sold it saying, hey, you can get way more income out of this. But it's, again, it's not guaranteed. And we'll cover some of that as we look at the illustration. So what I did is I looked at, you know, the A-rated companies, the solidly rated companies that have these products. Now, I might have missed a couple, but the point is not to go through everyone available on the market, but the ones I know of are AIG has one, a relatively new one in the past. I think they've had other ones as well. It's kind of hard. AIG has about 35 products out on the market. So I will admit I don't know every single one of them, but it usually takes, you know, I've got a database where I go look at all the contracts. And if somebody brings one to me, if you say, hey, what about this one? What do you think of that? I can go into the database, look at it, and within 5-10 minutes, I can kind of tell you the gist of the contract and whether I think it's legitimate or not. Not to say it's not guaranteed or it's not safe money, but again, does it fit the purpose that you're looking for? So AIG's got them. Allianz has a couple now. Their famous one was the 222 that's been the number one selling product in the market. I don't know. Before 2 years ago, it led the industry in sales for several years, 5, 6, 7 years. Athene has one as well. The Allianz has two. Athene has one that I know of, and both of those require a 10-year deferral. So they're all a little bit different, and I'm not going to talk about the differences, what's better, what's not. Let's see. Allianz has a new one out. I'm not crazy about it, but it allows you to take the bonus, take the income in any year. And again, you know, I've written about the Allianz 222. I've talked about it. We've had guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefit episodes before. So the details of that are already in there. And then Midland National and North American, they're sister companies, and they each have a product that is a performance-based income contract. Midlands is really good. Of course, I like that company. North American's a great company. They're owned by the same holding company, two separate institutions, but they typically have products that mirror each other. North American right now actually has a very competitive performance-based income contract. I would probably lean toward that if somebody wanted one, but it's worthwhile to evaluate all of them. So a lot of times people come to me and say, hey, have you seen the Allianz ABC, for instance? And I'll say, oh yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it's great. And if it works for the purpose, the first thing I say is I always tell people, and the reason this popped up is somebody else came to me with another contract in the past couple of weeks. And the only thing I said, if you understand the purpose of it and you're okay, if you understand all the details. So I never disliked a single annuity because of the contract itself. I didn't like them because of how they were sold. For instance, a lot of times the bonuses were sold as free money, where they're not free money. They just translate to an income figure in the future. And that's what I didn't like about them. Again, the contract works well for the specific purpose. And if your purpose fits that, then any of these could be a really good option for you, but you need to realize what you're actually getting out of it. And there's a lot of agents that either will give them the benefit of the doubt and say they don't know. Let's assume that everybody's trying to do a good job and they're not being shady and just glossing over a couple of contract specs that might be misleading for the purpose of the annuity. But be that as it may, it's always been tricky. That's again why Annuity Straight Talk exists, because I hear people call and they make claims, well, oh, I'm getting 20% free right off the bat. And I even talked to one guy who he thought he'd get 20% in one contract and then he could take the free withdrawal and buy another contract and get another 20% the next year and keep doing that. And he was 3 or 4 years into it. His accounts hadn't gone anywhere, because obviously if you take the withdrawal out, then you lose the bonus. But his agent told him that he would continue to get another 20%. So he thought he was gaming the system. And I can tell you right now, the actuaries and the insurance companies are smarter than you are. They know this business better than you do. So what you need is you need a qualified intermediary to get you there. Okay. There's also a couple of B-rated companies, and I'm not going to list them by name. I might do a product specific podcast on one of those, but a couple of them are really popular, but I don't sell B-rated companies. I actually got a phone call this morning from someone who bought an annuity and decided to back out of it. And they were asking for help, and I can't really give them a whole lot of help. I didn't sell it to them. Somebody else did, but they mentioned that the only other annuity they had was one from Colorado Bankers Life, which was a company that went into receivership about 2.5 years ago. That might be a topic for a separate podcast, but Colorado Bankers Life was a B-rated company that was offering a fixed annuity that was dramatically higher in rate than anything else on the market. And I look at that and say, I don't trust it. I don't believe it. So I didn't sell it. A lot of people did, just because, you know, people were jumping. I think it was a 4% rate when the rest of the rates were you know, maybe 3.5, a lot of them at 3, the good A-plus companies were 2.5 range. And that's where you look at it and say, you know, sometimes it is too good to be true. You need to understand why. And I guess I went on a hunch, but the guy that called this morning, he's been waiting 2.5 years talking to the Insurance Guarantee Association in his state, and they have no idea when his money is going to be free. So what we're doing is the number one goal of using an annuity, I believe, is to avoid that. I've never been involved in one of those situations. I've talked to people. Now, everybody's going to get their money back, and it's probably going to be fine in the long run, but it's a pain in the butt. And if it's money you need for retirement, then you're kind of up the creek, so to speak. So I say no to B-rated companies because you can find A-rated companies that give you just as good a deal or better. So the companies I listed are all A-rated or better. So again, each contract is different, and it's going to speak to your purpose specifically, whether it's appropriate for you. So I'm going to show you an Athene contract because I'm appointed with the company. I've sold this contract one time and we did it right. You know, we did a long, lengthy process and looked at different contracts for the client. It ended up being, I guess I'm going to talk about a little bit about that later, but what I'm going to show you is like, it's pretty straightforward. So you put the money in and here you go. You got a 25% bonus on the income value. And every year, 175% of interest earnings are credited to the income value. Okay, so do easy math. Let's say the contract grows at 4%. So your money gets 4%. So that's your account value goes up by 4%. The income value went up by 25% in the beginning, plus it's gonna increase by another 7%. So 7% is 175% of 4%. So that's how they get you right there, is to say, okay, well, we're going to enhance the growth in the contract to translate it to your income benefit. And that's how we can show you some really big numbers. This one in particular requires a 10-year deferral to capitalize on the income. So you don't get those bonuses and all those benefits attached to your income unless you wait 10 years or more. Now, again, there are other contracts that allow you to do that after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, all that stuff. But so what you're gonna show is, and the reason why we went with this contract is because this illustration is gonna show a high level of income and also substantial income increases once income starts. So what's interesting about that is you'll see a really high income value and then you're gonna see big step ups in income over time. So you're gonna start taking one amount, you're gonna get credited again and your income's gonna keep increasing over time. That is something that I take issue with because of how the illustration looks. So a lot of these things, the reason I talk about this is a lot of people have seen these things. Holy cow, this is amazing. Look how much money I'm going to get. Well, it's a projection, okay? I want to talk about that and why I don't believe all of these things. And typically, that's why I've only sold the contract one time, and I'll explain the situation surrounding that. But I don't think most people I talk to need to do something or want to do something, and I'm not going to set incredibly high expectations on any single annuity product. Annuities for guarantees, they're for safe money, they're for reasonable projections. So what I tell people when we talk about this, you need to first focus on the guaranteed portion of the illustration. So too many times, and I've seen a lot of agents will do this, they'll just leave the guaranteed portion out of the illustration. They'll send them the hypothetical, which always looks great. But again, I mean, if you think it's going to do that well, you might as well just stay in the market, right? Because it's going to depend on substantial increases, continued growth, and amazing stuff. And I'm not buying it, and I'm going to show you guys why. So in this one, this is a big contract for a guy who's 51 years old. He wanted to take an IRA, and he wasn't going to retire until his early 60s. He was going to wait 11 or 12 years. And so he was going to put $800,000 from an IRA and wait 11 years to take income. So this is what we look at when we start. Guaranteed minimum. Okay, so, and I'll blow it up a little bit because I know the screen's a little small. Three major places to look. So lifetime income withdrawals. Now obviously, he's not taking anything until year 12. And there's the benefit base. That's where, and the accumulated value. So the accumulated value, you can see that's how much he put into it. And automatically, his benefit base is $1 million. Okay. That's a 25% bonus. And so what they're going to do is when he takes income, they're going to take the income based on his age. They're going to take a payout rate based on his age and apply it to this benefit base. Okay, so this is guaranteed minimum. And you'll see this contract has no fees, as most of them, any of them do not have fees for the rider. So that's one of the benefits I'll talk about. Again, you don't have fees. It's not draining the account value. If you get to 10 years and you say, you know what, it didn't work out, maybe the rates are better somewhere else, you'll have more flexibility with the contract as well. So you look at the accumulated value, you've got no fees over at the 10th year, still 800,000 and a million. Now the contract's going to grow some. We just don't know if it's going to grow as much as it does in the hypothetical illustration. Okay. Let's see. So at 10 years, you can see, or 11 years, he takes income and his benefit is $42,500 per year. Now, I think he's in a joint life scenario, but I just did single life. It doesn't matter. We're just kind of talking about how the contract works. But I would say from age 51 to 55, that's where this contract is appropriate. If you want to set some money aside and get a guarantee that's got some upside potential on it, that's the best way to do it. But I would never recommend someone puts all of their money into a contract like this, because if it doesn't work out, you might be in a bit of a bind down the road. So he waits 10 years, he gets $42,500 per year. So he'll be 62 when it starts. So here's what we do. Break even. 800 divided by 42.5. Oh wait, no, 800. I'm doing it wrong. 800,000 divided by 42,500 equals 18.8 years. So he'll be 80 years old by the time he has actually received his original investment back by way of income payments. So that's the guaranteed minimum. It's going to be a little higher than that, but that's kind of how I start looking at this, is to say, okay, well, is it better? So from a guaranteed, now, if you took just a plain guaranteed, the highest guaranteed payment, he'd probably be somewhere closer to 60,000, I'm guessing, because he'd get the guaranteed step ups every year, but he wants to go for more. So that's what we're looking at. But that's long and short of it. Essentially, what you're doing is the 42.5 is coming out of your accumulated value. And so no fees. Again, this is again an example of they're paying you back with your own money. So you've got that drawing down, obviously, by the time he's 74. I didn't go past, it's just the guaranteed. So because he's 51, it takes him to age 95. It requires a couple more tables. So that's the guaranteed minimum. And that's what's important to look at to say, what's the worst case scenario? Okay. And you can look at the value of contracts. If you compare four or five of these things, what gives you the biggest guarantee at the bottom? That's going to be an indication of the best bonus and the best payout rate. So those are two very important things. If you're looking for income, what is the guarantee? That's it right there. Let me see if I can get back to this. Oh, I did it. Okay, good. So now I'm going to look at the hypothetical illustration, and I've got to fix that link. As you can see, it's only works on two separate links. It's kind of weird, but that's my novice web skills, I suppose. So I'm better at annuities than I'm at the website, but I do my best. So in the hypothetical illustration in this contract, they've got a NASDAQ index. It's called the NASDAQ Fast Conversion Index, Fast Convergence, something like that. But it's like a NASDAQ 100, a nice index, seems to be doing well, obviously, though, because the NASDAQ has taken off in the past couple of years, in the last 10, 20 years as well. You're going to see a lot of volatility in that, I think. So when we put an index like the NASDAQ on it, obviously they pick a period where it's grown a lot. It's going to show some exceptional numbers. Okay, so here's the hypothetical, and blow it up a little bit. I thought I had these highlighted, but I don't. So you got lifetime income withdrawal benefit base. See, what you can see here is, and I don't have the specific numbers, but he went from $1 million to, and I put these on 2-year resets. So first year, no crediting, second year, a 17% to the income base. So he goes from $1 million to $1,178,000. It's probably 170. So that's roughly a 10% yield over 2 years, which is pretty solid. And then the 175% of that 178, but he goes over the years and it keeps growing. So it's only growing every 2 years. You can see that because we've got a 2-year reset. That's not how you do it in the contract itself over time, but we kind of got to pick them at the beginning and just roll with them. So his benefit base goes up to $2.1 million. Now, what's interesting is you've got a death benefit that is the cash value. So see 10 years, the cash surrender value, death benefit, everything is the same. So you've got no surrender charges left. So you can either, so if you passed away in this contract, most of the other ones, you could either take $1,458,000. Or your heirs could either take $1,458,000, or they could take $2,152,000. They could take that in 5 equal annual payments. So you could get a little bit more if your heirs know how to use this. And that's one of the ways that people have used these contracts, is purely for a death benefit. If it was a legacy type deal, that was one of the ways that people used it. But you've got to take it over 5 years. And in this contract specifically, I saw this the other day when I was looking at it, the company has the right to change that to 10 years, no longer than 10 years. So you might plan on a 5-year payment, but it might be the 2.1 comes out over 10 years. So, you know, $215,000 a year for 10 years, depends. And it's going to depend on your heir's tax situation, or what, you know, you want to do, if you want to dictate how they take that. So beside the point, that's just a separate benefit of it. So as you can see, those substantial increases gave him meaningful increase in income. So he increased it by over $50,000. So this is when people look at it and they say, wow, maybe it's worth a shot. If I was going to protect the money anyway, I'm not telling you whether you should do it. I'm just saying, like, you know, there's more upside here. And that's why a lot of people like it. And now, a lot of these contracts that were sold in the past 10 years, most of them have not reached that point where they have begun to take income. I think Allianz with their products, I think this year is the year where they really start to take income. And I'd love to see a study. I don't have enough contracts. I've got a few of them, people that share their statements with me and all that stuff. But what you'll see here is 91,000 first year, and then you get an interest credit, and it goes up by almost $12,000. So it's about 13.7%. I think I calculated that. 13.7%. That is one hell of an inflation adjustment. And then again, it stays that way for 2 years because it's 2 year credit. And then it goes from 103 to 116, about the same thing, about another 13%. Pretty amazing. So, wow, that's great. You've got 116 in cash value or in income. You still got $1,389,000 in accumulated value. So there's money in there, but the money is draining down. So what I'm going to show you, I have a hard time believing that they're going to offer a 12 to 13% increase in that. And there's ways they can do it. And I think there's ways they can control it. And I do believe they will. But what I want to show you down here is real interesting is that by age 76 and 77, his income has increased to $212,000 annually, and it's guaranteed not to decrease at all. So once you hit a new level, you're guaranteed to continue getting that money. And I suppose I could be the guy that goes out and say, look how wonderful this is, isn't this great? And I probably would have made a whole bunch of money, but I'm just going to be honest with people. So he's taken out a total of $2.2 million in the first, 15 years or so. But 212, his accumulated value was 225. So he basically drained the account value. In this year, the account value is zero. Okay. So they only had $13,000 left in the account. And then the next year, they bumped it up to 239. That is never going to happen. There's no way. The insurance company has no money left in the account. And you think they're going to give you a $25,000 increase? I think you got to be smoking something if you believe that. And guys will continue to sell it that way. I mean, look out here at age 88, if he lives that long, they're saying he's gone from 386 to 436, but there's no money left. Now, that's what happens in the beginning. Like, we can't illustrate different indexes and moving things around along the way, which we would do. They're also assuming that the rates stay the same throughout. And that's where I have an issue, because one of the few biggest reasons a lot of people do it is in most index annuities, the insurance company has the ability to change rates over time. Now, there are some fundamentals that play into why rates would have to change, interest rates moving, the cost options changing and all that. But when you've got performance-based income annuities, the performance of the account has more to do with just interest rates and options pricing. What you're doing is every penny of growth in that contract translates to a long-term liability for the insurance company. So a couple that's 51 right now, like these guys, they, I would say, safe to assume they have about a 30-year life expectancy, which, and there's a 50% chance one of them's gonna go to age 90. And you look at this, and you've got, by age 80, he's taken $3.2 million out of the account. That is ridiculously high. I don't buy it, because you're looking at, and I actually did an amortization schedule, I think to age 84 or something, it was like an 8.7% effective yield on the money. Beautiful if it happens, but if you're counting on that, I guarantee you're going to be disappointed, because there's no way. So the insurance company can change rates. If these guys are tacking a long-term liability to it, especially when they have no money left in the account, my guess is that they're going to, if I look up here, they're going to start managing it. If you get some outstanding performance, they're going to start dropping the rates down. So what that's going to do, it's going to decrease performance. It's also going to decrease the hypothetical. But I think it's extremely irresponsible for any agent or advisor to tell someone that they can reasonably assume this type of growth. So what I would tell people typically is to split the difference between the 91 and the 42. So that comes out to about 65,000. I think you should be happy with about 65,000 per year out of this contract. But then I think that would be an excellent result. That would be an excellent yield as well. And then if you don't have the big participation rates, if they lower those as well, then you're not going to see the 12, 13% annual increase either. So that's something to be cautious about. And again, I think there's been a big disservice done to the consumer community in these contracts, because a lot of people just say, oh, wow, this is great. Isn't this so amazing? And there's some of them, I think it's maybe AIG, that shows such ridiculously high growth rates that there's a residual value for a long time. Oh, I get 3.2 million of income by age 85 and there's 5 million left in the contract. Are you, come on, you gotta be kidding me. That is not how it's meant to work. So just an idea, I don't know, I think that's common sense. And when everybody comes to me and it seems like they'll buy contracts from someone and they'll come to me and then give me a hard time for telling them the truth. We look at it and say, there's no actuary in the world that's gonna let that happen. So those are very, very smart people. So what I said in the newsletter, the company will control the liability and will adjust the rates. It is not gonna get out of hand. You can count on them for a solid level of guaranteed income. You might do better with one of the guaranteed increase contracts, but if people want performance-based or if you use it for a death benefit, that is possible as well. You know, the point of it is, do you get guaranteed income? Yes. If you pick an A-plus company, then it's gonna be just fine. Will the contract be better than the guaranteed minimum? Yes, it most likely will. But is it gonna perform like the hypothetical illustration? I seriously doubt that. And it's obvious to me that the insurance company is going to manage the cost of it over time. But a lot of people still believe they struck it rich with an annuity. And I've talked to a lot of people who are disappointed. Only time's going to tell if it works out, but I've never seen one that came even close. I told someone several years ago who was looking at one of these products, and I said, well, if you think the NASDAQ's going to be that good over the years, why don't you just go into the NASDAQ? Now, obviously the annuity is going to give you the downside protection, but holy cow, if we're going to run just an investment in the NASDAQ over the last 10, 20 years, you'd see way more growth than you would in this annuity. So again, it's just kind of reasonable expectations is what I always ask for. So, and I've done the flex strategy on these products, and even on those fantastic illustrations, I have been able to beat it with just a 4% yield in the annuity and the right balance of market-based assets. So I don't have a problem going head-to-head with this using a different philosophy or a different strategy, but kind of one of those things, if you just look at it and say, I'm not really buying it. So again, the sample contract is one that I sold once. And when I sold it, I did, it was another guy that was in his early 50s, he and his wife were in early 50s. And I used the hypothetical maximum to show him that at the time, this contract had the highest potential in it. But I was careful to manage expectations and said, hey, listen, you know, he really wanted this type of contract, wanted to be in it. And I said, okay, well, I'm not selling you on this incredibly high amount of income, but let's split the difference. And I think we looked at it, and if he split the difference, that was still a real meaningful. Again, if you're buying it early, even the contract, 800,000, holy cow, that's a big bet to be making on this. And so the other thing that I did with my client is it was less than 10% of his assets. So it was just something he wanted to try, add some diversification to his portfolio. So that's kind of my recommendation. If you want to go for it, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your hopes on some fantastic performance that is not based in actuarial science. There's no way it could be. Split it up with a more reasonable strategy. And for my client, that made a lot of sense. He was, again, reasonable expectations, not a huge chunk of his portfolio. The idea is just if you put high expectations out there, then you increase the likelihood of being let down, and you don't want to be put in a pinch in retirement if it's a large portion of your assets. So new products come on the market all the time. There's a sales pitch to go along with every single one of them. And if you want somebody to look at it, then give me a call. That's what I'm here for. The number is 800-438-5121. Green schedule a call button on the website, every single page. Get in my calendar. We're in close to the end of a website redesign. We'll have the other advisors up there as well. If you want to make appointments with other people, we got guys in Washington, Texas, Florida, Missouri, Indiana, Minnesota as well. And we'll get more and more coming online. I've got a lot of people interested, but I'm just one man. So I got to take it in time and take it slow, be patient, and do it the way it's supposed to be done. Again, subscribe to the podcast if you want to see that. If you want to be notified when a podcast comes out, YouTube channel as well. Go to YouTube, just search Annuity Straight Talk. All the videos we have will come out there. Most recent will be up there at the top usually. So if you have any questions, get a hold of me. I want to thank everyone for joining me on this talk about performance-based income annuities. I'm here to help. If you need something, reach out. Enjoy the fall. Winter's coming, and I'll be around throughout all of it. So pretty soon, you're going to see a backdrop of a winter wonderland. So I'm kind of hoping for a mild winter, but we'll see. So maybe it'll get some of those out-of-staters to leave if we have a cold Arctic winter, which has happened before. So I'm here if you need something. Thank you again for joining me. I'm Brian Anderson, and have a great day. Okay, bye.
have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.